GitHub certs were stolen in a breach, don't trust the blue check marks, and the encrypted messaging platform XClue gets seized. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for February 7, 2023. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Let's jump right into the news this week. GitHub's code repositories were accessed by an unknown attacker, and code signing certificates were stolen. Now, GitHub posted an advisory on January 30th disclosing this breach and notifying customers using two of their desktop applications. Those are Desktop and Atom. Now, if you currently use either of those applications and notice the app stop working, it's because GitHub revoked the exposed certificates. Versions affected included Desktop for Mac versions 3.1.2 all the way back down to 3.0.2, and Atom versions 1.63.1 and 1.63.0. The Windows version of Desktop is unaffected. GitHub stated they discovered the unauthorized access on December 7th. Now, while there was no risk to GitHub.com services, the password-protected code signing certificates were stolen, so they took that preventative measure of revoking them. It appears the data was accessed one day before, on December 6th, when the repos for Atom, Desktop, and some other deprecated data was cloned by a compromised personal access token associated with a machine account. GitHub says that they have no evidence the certs were actually decrypted and the code repos that were accessed did not have any customer data stored within them. The choice to revoke them, though, was justified since code signing certificates are used to verify code was actually developed by the signed organization. An attacker could use these certs to sign malicious versions of those applications on GitHub. Users can update to the newest version of Desktop or download a previous version of Atom to continue using these applications. Microsoft disclosed last week that a phishing campaign was targeting organizations' cloud environments by way of fake Microsoft partner network accounts using malicious OAuth apps. Now, in their advisory, they explained that on December 15th, Microsoft discovered an attacker impersonating real companies while enrolling in the Microsoft Cloud Partner Program, which used to be called Microsoft Partner Network. Now, they used these fake accounts to add verified publisher OAuth app registrations created in Azure AD. These were then used in attacks called consent phishing campaigns, which target and trick users into granting permissions to the fraudulent apps. Affected customers were alerted via email and all fraudulent applications were disabled. Microsoft also took steps to improve the procedures for approving orgs into the MCPP. By becoming a verified publisher with Microsoft, an organization receives a blue checkmark by their name, and if targeted by an attacker, this can be incredibly deceptive, since the name of the org would be identical to legitimate ones, with the attackers even linking to the terms of service to legitimate sites. Proofpoint went into further detail on these attacks via their own advisory, which was posted on January 31st. They explained that these attacks could impact orgs in a variety of ways, including data exfiltration, brand abuse, and delegating permissions over compromised mailboxes, calendars, and meetings. Proofpoint and Microsoft recommended using caution when orgs grant access to third-party OAuth apps, even if they look like they are already verified. Users can also be restricted to only apps with low-risk permissions, and cloud environments should be proactively protected. Biggest of shoutouts to my Patreon supporters, especially my golden s'mores and their fur babies for making this show possible, since we do not have ads on the show at all. And a huge thank you to Veronica, Sunny, Guardian452, Robert, James, and Mark for being a part of the s'mores over at patreon.com/ShannonMorris. I've already mentioned it, so feel free to fast forward for like a minute or so if you don't want to hear about the Patreon. This year I'm going to be migrating all the perks and early access content to my Morse code Patreon and combining the two accounts to make releases and perks for y'all more efficient. You can go ahead and get ahead of this change by moving your pledge over to patreon.com/ShannonMorse. You will still get all of the perks associated with this Patreon, including my live Q&A, which I'm doing, I believe, tomorrow, based on the release date of this episode, with all the added benefits of my Morse code perks for the same membership prices. For annual ThreatWire pledges, I would recommend keeping your annual pledge active till closer to your resubscription date, and then switching over. So let me know if you have any questions. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials as well. And don't forget to like and subscribe to Hack 5 right here. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about XClue. According to the Dutch police, two major investigations, which began in September of 2020 and April of 2022, led to searches and arrests in several countries and the dismantling of an encrypted communications platform, which is called XClue. The news was announced on Friday of last week. So police acted on 79 searches, which happened in Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands, to arrest 42 people who are believed to be a part of criminal organizations that have ties to drug lab operations, narcotics, firearms, and a lot more. Two of those arrested are also suspected of owning and managing XClue. Law enforcement in the countries of Italy, Sweden, the Netherlands, France, and Germany were all involved in the takedown, as well as Europol and Eurojust. This encrypted communications platform would sell 6 months subscriptions to its service for about 800 euros, and they had about 3,000 users. In the Netherlands alone, the platform had about 750 users, and Dutch police arrested 11 people in their jurisdiction. The law enforcement announcement explains that police were reading XClue messages for the last 5 months, leading to authorities now having all communication data. Now, some users were legitimately using the platform for privacy, like notaries, doctors, and investigators. So they're now being advised to contact the police to request data removal since police seized the XClue servers. Law enforcement has continuously targeted encrypted communications platforms for criminal takedowns. Now, while these platforms are often advertised as encrypted and private, they're only as private as the person you're talking to. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.